word of prayer. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this time. Lord, we ask that you now quiet our bodies, quiet our minds, quiet our souls. Help us to be sensitive now to what you are saying in your word. They will not be my words, but your words that are being presented. And we thank you for your very presence. Thank you for looking after each and every one of us as individuals, as families, as groups. We thank you for this church. We thank you for the ability to worship every week. It's not always comfortable, but Lord, you have told us that times there are things that we have to do that are not necessarily comfortable, but they certainly are the right thing to do. And we just want to praise you, Lord, and give you thanks. Lord, thank us for our health. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for keeping us. We just want to give you all the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Not too far in the pandemic shutdown, this was earlier this year, my wife and I were settling into the new normal. Unfortunately, and for some of you, you can relate to this, our weekly routine of roller skating on Thursdays and working out on Saturday mornings was completely wiped out because of the pandemic and the shutdown. We were no longer able to use our physical therapy site for wellness workouts as they were restricted to accept only current patients for therapy. No more wellness workouts. Our roller rink was closed for a long time, and while we tried it once when they finally opened, the atmosphere was very uncomfortable. And I say that not to put down the entire idea of going roller skating, but people weren't wearing their masks, people were doing whatever they wanted to do. It was just one of those things. It was kind of out of control. So the lockdowns were having a negative impact on our activity outside of the home. Well, after a few weeks of mulling over the situation, we decided we needed to move forward with a change before we both turned into, as I like to say, tubs of goo. We don't want to be tubs of goo. We want to be able to stay in some semblance of shape. Amen? That's true for all of us. No names on the tubs of goo in this room. Okay. It was even more necessary for us to get back into a routine because we needed to keep our backs strong along with getting in better shape. You've got to watch our backs. And as you get older, every now and then you feel like your back is creaking at you. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And when you bend a certain way, be careful. Don't bend too fast. Yeah. Amen. So we decided to look into joining the local recreation center in Macedonia, which is not too far from where we live. As it turned out, they had reduced the overall price for membership. Amen. And it would actually allow us to use the facility at different times of the day, which before with our previous regimen, we weren't able to do. So it really was a blessing. The rec center allows for us to walk on an indoor track and use their machines for weightlifting and core training. It's clean and well kept. It's wonderful. We love it. So now we're able to work out 3 times a week and walk at least 1 mile every day because of this routine. Our problem was finally solved. We can keep both moving. We can move and stay in shape and keep working our way through this with the proper focus, the proper focus of exercise. Working our way each day with the proper focus. So compare this example with how we are to maintain our daily focus on Jesus Christ and His Word. We have to not only get in shape as we grow in Christ, but we also need to stay in shape with a regular daily routine as we continue to seek after Jesus. A regular daily routine. It's a good thing to work out the body. Got to work out the mind now when it comes to Christ. Now, why do we need to put an effort into this? It's simple. It requires a daily effort to sit down, set aside some time, and read the Word, reflect on the Word, and live in such a way where what you put into it will come out of you with the words you speak and the actions that reflect your life in Jesus Christ. It's all to be done with the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. But just like anything else, the key words there is what you put into it, you'll get out of it. Our dilemma in needing to resume exercise was not to have all the work we had put in over the last 3 years be completely undone with inactivity. You know, if you don't keep working out, what happens to your muscles? They start to flatten out on you. You have to keep moving. So we had to find a way to get back into a routine and stay with it. Just as impactful exercise requires a regular routine, your efforts in learning more about Jesus Christ also requires your undivided attention. Undivided attention. Now listen to that word, undivided. And you'll see where I'm going with this. As a believer, if you don't stay focused on His Word on a consistent basis, your fellowship efforts with Christ won't necessarily be completely undone, but it's going to have an adverse effect on your growth and development in Christ. You have to stay after it to keep growing and keep developing. Our greatest reasons for not staying focused on God's Word, prayer, and meditation, the greatest reasons we don't do it is because of distractions. Distractions. We get distracted very easily. Amen? Amen? Amen. We get distracted I know y'all wearing masks, but every now and then I'm going to call on you to make sure you don't pass out. Amen?
Amen?
We get distracted very easily. I get distracted very easily. We all do. Now, this is not a message about psychology and how the mind works, but suffice it to say that we, in general, will gravitate to whatever is at the forefront of our minds. Amen? Just telling the truth. Sometimes, admittedly, those things that are at the forefront of our minds have nothing to do with the development of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing to do with that. Here are a number of things that can distract our focus on Jesus Christ. You ready? You can jot these down if you like, or just make a note of them. Number one, fatigue. Now, fatigue is something that we have to deal with when we get older. Amen?
Amen?
Get tired easier. And the challenge for those of us as we get older is to fight through that fatigue. You've got to get your sleep at night. You've got to get your rest. Fatigue. Television and movies.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Television and movies. I know you're going to talk about that cowboy thing. I knew that was coming. Watch them cowboy movies, or any movie for that matter. And again, television and movies isn't bad. That's not the point of this, but it is a distraction and can be a distraction. Smartphones, amen?
Amen.
Your cell phone. Your cell phone can be a big distraction. Let's add to that, especially for some of us younger folks, social media. Oh boy, social media, social media. Huge distraction. Might be one of the worst. And of course, hobbies. Now, hobbies are things that you enjoy doing. Maybe you like to do. Maybe you like to go fishing. Maybe you like to go do whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. Again, all those things by themselves are not bad things. But they can get out of control if you allow them to. Think of what you'd like to be doing right now at this very moment. And more than likely, it would be a distraction. Because y'all know what time church is. You know, a lot of folks, no names, go back in the day when the Browns were good, people wanted to go down to the stadium and go see the Browns game. Well, that's a distraction. And we have to keep that where it is. Now, there are other distractions that I'll go into that may be related to some of the ones I just gave you in the list. And there may be even some that, when you think about your own habits, may pop into your mind. And there may be something I didn't list that may be something that, oh, you know what? Something I got to look at. But let's look at what happens when we lose our focus on getting in shape in the Lord and staying in shape. Let's consider this passage in Galatians chapter 5. Turn to Galatians 5. Turn your Bibles and electronic devices to Galatians 5, and we're going to look at verses 17 and 18. Galatians 5, 17 and 18. I'm going to read from the ESV version. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So what are we looking at here? Very, very similar to what we discussed this morning in Sunday school. The desires of the flesh lead to fleshly actions. Your desires in the flesh lead to fleshly actions. The previous list we came up with can reflect a mindset that what you are doing for a certain period of time, if you are not careful, can draw you into a place where you are satisfying fleshly desires. And nobody said in the passage that the Spirit is at war with the flesh, and the flesh is at war with the Spirit. Please remember this. Your fleshly desires are those things that are ultimately anti-Christ. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but they're ultimately anti-Christ. We have to keep that in mind as we look at this very closely. Now, what else can cause one to lose focus on getting in shape and staying in shape? Well, one of the number one reasons for a lot of us are getting lost in everyday worries and concerns. Write that down. Getting lost in everyday worries and concerns. Huge distraction. It's not denying that they're there. But if you're worried about something, if you're concerned about something, and you're not putting Christ in the middle of it, you've been distracted. A major distraction for many of us, whether you're working or even retired, is losing control of focus due to hectic life schedules. Is your schedule hectic? Is it still hectic? One of the things when my wife and I went home and worked from home, we said,
Oh, this is great. We got to keep doing this as long as we can.
Because it immediately made our schedules less hectic. No more rush hour on 480.
Amen!
And I mean that.
Amen!
That's like a Flip Wilson amen. Because all that driving, all that messing around on traffic and looking at people bash into each other all the time, that really wasn't very healthy. So we love the less hectic schedule. But hectic life schedules can mess you up and keep you distracted from focusing on Jesus Christ. Now, I'm being specific here about the schedules because we often battle with those things. We battle with timing. We battle with getting things done. There are things we want to get accomplished in a certain period of time. And we put that on ourselves. We're the ones imposing these schedules. Gotta do it now. Well, sometimes you don't have to do it now. And sometimes it's better that you don't do it now. We have to be careful to put life's busyness aside and make time for Jesus Christ. First of all, you should have time blocked out for Christ. Set a schedule for that. If you want to do a schedule to set time aside for Jesus Christ. And why do we need to do that? Because we need to. We're in the flesh. We have to do things to put ourselves in front of the seat of Christ. Seven to 10 minutes a day of reading, another 10 minutes of prayer. Schedule it out. Let's take a look at an example of someone who had life's busyness get in the way of focus. Turn to Luke 10. Let's take a look at verses 38 through 42. Very interesting passage. But it involved everyone, by the way, who loved the Lord. Everybody in this particular subject matter, we're not talking about unbelievers. We're talking about people who knew who Jesus was, had a relationship with him. So that can apply to a good number of us here in this room. Verse 38 in Luke chapter 10. Once again, ESV version. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and as she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." Verse 41. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her." Now think about this. There was nothing wrong with Martha's desire. First of all, Martha invited Jesus into the house. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with her desire to get things together in the house, as she was dealing with what we can refer to as, well, it was unexpected company. How is it when you have unexpected company? Well, you want to make sure stuff is straightened up before they show up, so things are taken care of, pick stuff up off the floor, pick the stuff up out of your bathroom, all that stuff, right? Amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. So that was Martha, okay? But what we need to see here is that our good intentions can sometimes take the focus off of what is really important. That's what Jesus was saying here. It wasn't just about the housework. Let's start there. It wasn't just about the housework. Jesus said Martha was anxious and troubled about many things. It wasn't just the housework. It was a mindset. And it was those things that were keeping the focus off of Jesus. Now, we don't have insight what all those things were. But guess what? You know what you're doing. And you know what takes your focus off of Jesus. And it's not always about the housework. I'm focusing on this particular area because this area of, let's call it busyness, and a lack of focus can be a huge stumbling block for believers. Talking to the believers. There are a number of reasons why a person can't get in shape for Christ and stay in shape. And a lot of it has to do with distractions like this. Huge distraction. What overcomes distractions that come from the flesh? From the world, or even your own cell phone? Discipline. Write down the word discipline. Discipline is what overcomes these distractions from the flesh. Only discipline can get this done. Your discipline, your desire for Christ comes from a consistent approach and practice of discipline while you're trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to help you in this process. Discipline. If you want to get in shape, if you want to stay in shape, it requires your drive, your determination to get into a regular program. And also, if you need extra motivation, for example, for exercising, get a personal trainer. A personal trainer. Now follow me with this. Your personal trainer will give you direction, encouragement, and provide a plan for you to get in shape. You need more motivation, get a personal trainer. They'll whip that motivation right into you, or whip it right out of you, depending upon how you want to look at it. Amen?
Amen.
As you stay after it with a number of follow-up sessions, the trainer is going to help you build your strength and your stamina. That's what you want. You want strength and stamina. When it comes to the Word and learning more about Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is your personal trainer. The Holy Spirit is your personal trainer. Personal because He indwells within you. He's right there. The Spirit is your indwelling motivation to give you what you need to succeed. Drive, direction, determination, motivation, and encouragement. Encouragement. Because we all need encouragement, no matter what. Even while that personal trainer in the exercise room is beating you to death, they'll say something kind of like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. You feel like you can't do it, but they keep saying, you can do it. You can do it. And we all need encouragement. You will need all of these things and the power of the Spirit to overcome, what? The distractions that keep you from God's focus. Distractions. Let's start with overcoming the anxiety and cares of the world by looking at what the Word says about this. Now, we've all heard these verses before. We've all heard them before. And there are literally a dozen more of these you can find in Scripture. But note how often we need the Holy Spirit to remind us of these truths. Here's one. Philippians 4. Look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4. Verses 6 and 7. notice how I said we've heard these verses before. We've seen them before. But we need reminders. We need reminders of these very things. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Better not to go too fast over that one. Take it nice and easy. And look at the truths that are being spoken here. Go over to John 14, 27. John 14, 27. We spoke about this very briefly this morning. Even in the worst of times, even in the most difficult struggles that you're going through, those times when you do feel anxious, when you do wonder what's going on, here's a verse for you to lean on. Peace I leave with you. Amen?
Amen?
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace. Good to have peace.
Amen.
Only God can comfort a person who has the most difficult suffering taking place. Only God can comfort that person and give them peace and give them rest. Even if they're sore or achy or are feeling pain, God's the one that gives comfort and peace. Here's another one. Proverbs 12, 25. Proverbs 12, 25. Here's something to consider. There's peace in this room right now. I was wondering how this was going to work out coming back into the building. And that first time we did it, I felt, you know what? I'm at peace with it. It was good. It's good to get together as a group. And we can't do a lot of hugging, a lot of elbow bumping, right? But it's peaceful. That's what we need to take away from this experience. Peace. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Make someone glad today by sharing with them a good word, a kind word. Say thank you. Say thank you for what you do. It may help that person to deal with the fear of being out in the public and taking care of different people. It's very important to always try to do that. One more. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. When you feel distracted, when you feel anxiety, when you feel busy to the point where you don't know what's going on, then listen to the words of Jesus Christ here in this passage. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, if I didn't read anything else after that, that should give you comfort. I'm going to give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Take this burden that you're carrying that's as heavy as all get out and dump it somewhere and take on Christ, who is telling you that I am easy and light It reminds you that the stuff that you think is important really isn't as important as you make it out to be. And we have to convince ourselves of that sometimes, but Christ will help you with that. In order to let go of our anxiety, we have to make a decision to let it go. Amen?
Amen.
We have to make a decision to let it go. It's a choice. It really is. We have to step out on faith and believe that Jesus is going to do what he says he's going to do. Let it go. It's a matter of faith. He has, and he will continue to be true to himself and to his word. Therefore, have faith in him. Has Jesus ever messed up something for you? I mean, the sentence Jesus and messed up is better turn around saying, Jesus, I messed up. That's when it's appropriate. Jesus, I messed up. He doesn't mess up. And what about that personal trainer that we are comparing to what the Holy Spirit can do for you? Well, workout classes with a personal trainer are very intense. Anybody in here have a personal trainer before? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. I told my company personal trainer that she wasn't going to kill me in one of her classes. She wasn't going to get me. And I know I need it, but I know how she works. She will work you to the point where you're like, ugh. But you'll feel it later because she's really good. I do know that if you were to take classes from her every week, she'd definitely get you in shape. She'd definitely keep you in shape. And that's what you want. So in order to grow, you have to show up for your workouts. You got to show up. Got to show up for your workouts. The same thing applies to the Holy Spirit. While believers understand the Spirit dwells within them, you still need to show up and let the Spirit do the work in your life. That too is a matter of faith. You got to show up. Take a look at Hebrews 12:11. Hebrews 12:11. Mature believers understand this passage. Those who need to learn understand you're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through stuff. Because Scripture tells you you're going to go through stuff. But even as we go through stuff, Jesus is able and faithful to help you through that. Amen. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Trained by it. You're learning something by what's going on. You're in training. You're in training. And the immediate response, like my brother did back there, said, thank you. Thank you for your training. What I'm going through right now is not so great, but thank you for helping me to learn something. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? When you call on the wisdom and guidance of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, he's going to train you. He's going to train you. You're constantly in development. He's training you. You're going through training right now. Do you think? Isn't this training right now, what we're going through?
Amen.
Amen. It may be uncomfortable. It may be something you don't want to go through. But he's going to teach you all about, guess what? Who you are. He's going to teach you about who you are. He's going to teach you about all about who you are in all of this. We had a lot of time this year, my wife and I, to go through stuff and determine, who are we? What's going on? What's happening? It's a training process. We've learned a lot about ourselves. It's good stuff. Stuff that for whatever reason before we weren't taking the time to do because we were so busy. You ain't got time to think about stuff sometimes. But we had the time this year. Good stuff. God will show you what you need to know at the appropriate time. You need to know who you are as you look to Him. He's going to build your sense of discipline. Build your sense of discipline. He's going to calm your fears. He's going to calm your fears. He's going to give you a sense of purpose and meaning. I mean, those are the takeaways. Gives you a sense of purpose and meaning. A couple more verses. One more verse. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Terrific verse, by the way. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Power, love, and self-control. Now, this self-control is very important. You know what the self-control is? It helps you to focus on what really matters. What's really important. Getting before the Lord and getting into the Word. That's what's most important. Self-control helps you to do that. And the more that you get into the Word, the Spirit's going to inspire you to get in even better shape. You'll want to know more. You'll want to grow more. You'll want to learn more. That's what self-control helps you to do. It's all part of that discipline. The Word is the key to learning more about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is your personal trainer. Personal trainer. Show up for Him with a session every day. And get after it. Amen? Get after it. Show up every day and get after it. And one more passage, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. You get after it every day and get into the Word every day because Scripture is teaching you. And what's the purpose of Scripture? All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training. There's that word again, training. In righteousness. Amen. That the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Couldn't say it better. That's why you do what you do. How do you overcome the distractions? You have discipline in Christ. You let Him train you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay in shape. Let Him teach you as you go forward. Amen? Stay in shape. That's what you have to do. Father, we just thank You for Your teaching, for Your reassurance, for Your reminders of Your very goodness. We thank You for all that You have done for us and all that You will continue to do. Lord, help us to overcome our flesh. Help us to overcome our fleshly desires that take away those things from those things that would have you to be more involved in our lives. Help us, Lord, with our focus. Help us, Lord, with our determination. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit as you train us with your word, as you encourage us with your word. Thank you, Lord, for your very presence in our lives. Bless us and keep this church family, keep this group of people. And we just give you praise and thanks and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.